I thought it was a real smart play on his part where he went into Richard Sherman, and then that collision ended up getting in the way of the returner catching the ball.
Is that kind of how you teach them to do it, where you almost force them to create contact with you?
Well, I just think it's a heads-up play, real heads-up play.
You made the change of kickoff returner at one point. Can you go into the logic there?
Well, because I thought we made a poor decision on the one prior to the change, and just wanted to make sure we were composed back there, and Michael did that.
There was twice that DeJuan took it from deep in mm-hmm. the end zone. Were both of those ones that you'd rather see him stay in the end zone, or was it just the second time?
Second time. First time, I thought he did a good job. Mm-hmm. He did a nice job with it. The second time, he signaled that he was going to take a touchback and then brought it out.
Realizing that it's Monday, so maybe not the time to ask this, but do you have any idea which direction you might go?
We'll go the same direction we've been with DeJuan and Micah in the mix, Jeff Janis as well.
How did Tim hit the ball?
Not good enough. I thought his last punt was really good. The first three were not good enough.
With Jeff, I mean, what do you still need to see out of him before he gets the green light?
Well, it's more than just special teams. I think it's a decision we'll make based on how the 53 or the active game day roster shakes out.
But just as a returner, you need to have more.
Well, you know, there's only so much he can do in practice. I thought he demonstrated pretty good ability during a preseason game, so I feel good about Jeff.
Sean, the punt where I think Mike ran into the puncher there, what happened and what do you like to see?
I'm sorry?
The one where Daniels ran into the punter from Seattle.
Oh, he jumped and right there. He should have continued to run and put his hands over the ball. He had a chance to block it.
Now, if I remember right, you had your regular safe defense.
No, defense was on the field.
Yeah, except for the outside guys, right?
Yeah, we had Jared Bush and Devon House out there.
And that's just to prevent them from, I think it's fourth and two, you're just trying to be
It's just a situational call.
Your kickoff coverage outside, I know Harbin had the one where he spun out of a few tackles, but otherwise, what did you think of that as a?
It was good. I thought the one that he got to the 30-yard line, we missed two tackles. Starting the second half of the third quarter, it was excellent. I thought our kickoff after the safety, we didn't hit the ball very good, but the coverage was good.
Sean, just based on the pass here with Randall, are you more inclined to use him, you know, when they're kind of backing you up into your own end zone?
Well, Randall's, number one on the depth chart is our punt returner, so Mike is next, and I feel real good about our punt returners.
Does Julius make a discernible impact on kick block, or is that just one of those things where he's in the right spot, he can get his hands up, having blocked so many kicks over his career?
Yeah. Well, he's one of the best that's ever done it, and so we're trying to use him as much as we can.
Is it a skill set?
I think
that
so.
He has? Okay.
He's got a skill set, and he's got some attributes physically that he's long and quick, and I think that's part of why he's had so much success.
What made it maybe difficult to game plan against him? Did you game plan against him specifically when, in Chicago and –
Wow, I'm glad he's here. Let's put it that way. You had to be very conscious of where he was and because of his impact there.
I know we asked you in past years about the decision to use Cobb. Was that a much-debated decision this year just because receivers maybe not exactly stocked with proven guys like it was in the past? And with Micah, there's some depth at DB. I guess just kind of can you go on the discussion there with Randall this time?
Well, it's really more about we're going to use our best guys and go into the game and try to max out our roster and put the guys that we feel like can impact the game in every spot that we can.
Sean, I know it was kind of tough for your guys based on some of the kicks and stuff, but as a special teams coach, when you see your team start with the kind of field position you guys had all game long, is that one of those where you're kind of wishing if you could just get one good return, yeah, you kind of get things going for your whole team there?
Absolutely. We missed a block on the first kickoff return, and we had the rest of it really blocked well. It could have been an impactful return, but that's the nature of that play. One breakdown in the blocking can destroy the play, and that's what happened. And I would like to have had – we needed to make an impactful play in that ball game from a return game standpoint.